WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by Don Goldberg, and our special guest, Jack Challum. And those of you who are just tuning in and would like to know what we spoke about during the first hour, you can do so. If you go to the Wilner Chemist website in a couple of days, there's a link to radio. If you just click that and click recent radio shows, you'll be able to listen to the first hour or the second hour of today's show or last week's show. Or if you want to go further back, there's links to past radio shows, and just about all of them are on the website, so you can go back 6 months and listen to a show if it looks interesting to you. Okay, we were talking about, during the first hour, talking about the holiday time and the stress and what you can do about it, and we also answered some questions of some of our listeners, and those of you who are on the phones, you stayed there over the break, thank you for doing so, and those of you who'd like to call in, our number is 1-800-321-0710. Okay, Jack, you're still here.
I am.
Okay. And, you know, I want to start off with a question from Esther from Brooklyn. And Esther has a question about vitamin A. And I know you did one of your articles on your Nutrition Reporter had to do with beta-carotene and vitamin A. So let's hear what Esther has to say. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Esther.
Hello.
Hello.
I was told that I take the Solgar VM75 for years.
Mm-hmm.
And Solgar has the vitamin A is 7,500 units, and I take it once a day. And I was told that that's toxic in the body because I had stool testing by my gastroenterologist, and he found that I have fat in my stool. And he said no human being supposed to have that. So I'm wondering if it was caused from the vitamin A because it stores fat. So
okay.
How much vitamin A does the multivitamin supposed to have?
It has nothing to do with the vitamin A.
No?
No, no. Vitamin A is a fat-soluble substance, but he didn't say you have vitamin A in your stool. He said you had fat in your stool.
Right.
And fat comes mostly from food. The food that you eat, you eat a piece of meat that has some fat in it. You're just not digesting the fat.
Oh, so then how much vitamin A should a person take in having a multivitamin every day?
Okay, Jack, go ahead.
Well, I agree. The amount of fat in vitamin A is so small that you would probably need a high-powered microscope to find it in your stools. And I'm pretty sure the fat is coming from food rather than supplements. Now, in terms of the... I just grabbed my Solgar catalog. In terms of the VM75, the vitamin A is in the form of beta-carotene, which is completely non-toxic. And even if it were pure vitamin A...
Yes.
At that dose, it wouldn't be a problem for you. That kind of a high dose can sometimes be a little bit iffy with pregnant women. So it sounds like you're beyond that age. And so I really wouldn't worry about it. I mean, you know, it's beta-carotene, which the body converts to vitamin A, and is completely safe. And even if it were pure vitamin A, I wouldn't sweat it.
Okay, now here's the thing. Here's the thing, Esther. Your doctor found fat in your stool and said, oh, my God, that shouldn't be there. And
right.
What did he say to do about it?
I had a CAT scan of my abdominal, my pancreas, and I guess everything that's abdominal. So I'm waiting for the test results to come back.
Okay. All right, good. That's what he should have done. All right. Now, it could be that you're just not producing enough bile to, you know, emulsify the fat, so the fat is more or less not getting absorbed into your body, and it's passing out into the stool. You know, I don't know that what the doctor said is you know, the alarming statement he used is no human being should have the fat in the stool. That's not true. You know, a little fat in the stool is probably everybody has. So don't worry.
Don't worry?
Yeah.
No, but I want to ask you another question, please. If someone has celiac disease, which it was ruled out that maybe I have a possibility of having celiac, wouldn't I have fat in my stool then?
Yeah, you might, sure.
I might. If a person has
celiac is more relates to gluten.
Gluten. Well, I'm lactose free, that I know.
Well, that's another issue. You know, gluten is a protein that's found in wheat and a few other grains that, you know, people are allergic to.
Right, right. Okay, then. Thank you so much.
Okay, Esther. Yeah. Thanks so much for that call.
Hey, you know, Arnie, one way to look at this, and I hope Esther is still listening, we've all heard the phrase, what goes up must come down. Mm. Well, what goes in the body must come out. And even vegetables contain a certain amount of fat. But I think the doctor did the right thing in terms of running some tests. And I suspect Esther had unusually high amounts of fat in her stools. And it's kind of like, all right, let's figure out what the cause of that is. And if basically the doctor doesn't come up with anything, one of the things I often suggest to improve fat metabolism is lecithin. Which the body makes, it's part of bile, but sometimes we need a little bit extra, and I think the soy lecithin granules are great, and they're even added, you know, that lecithin's even added to chocolate to help emulsify it, so the fat globules break down a little bit more easily.
Yeah, I think there's two issues here. One of them I do want to comment on because I think it confuses a lot of people, and that's the vitamin A story. But I think the other bit of advice that we gave is very, I think she's worrying a little bit too quickly. She should wait until the test results come back. You know, if there's fat in the stool, it's due to one of two things. Either your body is not digesting it properly, breaking it down so it doesn't remain in the digestive tract like that, or you're ingesting too much fat, and they'll find out after they get the test results back. You know, not only lecithin, but you know, pancreatic enzymes. You know, the entire bile, digestive enzymes, the entire digestive process can be looked at. But what I want to make sure everybody is clear on, because I think, you know, we get the same question over and over and over again. One of the few areas with supplements that you do have to or can be a source of problems is too much vitamin A. Now, It is rare to find too much vitamin A in supplements, especially these days. As Jack mentioned, originally the problem was related to pregnancy, and they cautioned that more than 10,000 units of vitamin A might be too much. Everybody made sure they had less than that in their supplements. If they didn't before, they do now. However, here's what's important, as Jack mentioned. Vitamin A is not always what you see when you're looking at the label under vitamin A. You have to read the label carefully. Vitamin A can be in two forms. It can be actual, preformed vitamin A, or it can be as the precursor to vitamin A, such as beta-carotene or other carotenoids. In most nutritional supplements, when you read the label carefully, you will see it'll say something like vitamin A, so many thousand units, as beta-carotene. What that means is that there's no reason to be concerned about vitamin A toxicity because there isn't vitamin A. Beta-carotene does not have the same potential for harm that actual vitamin A does. So whenever, if for any reason you are concerned about how much vitamin A, please read the label carefully. If it says beta-carotene or carotenoids as the source of the quote-unquote vitamin A content, you don't have to worry.
There you go. Beta-carotene converts, as Don said, to vitamin A when the body needs it.
Now, I, by the way, believe that it's best to have some of your vitamin A content as vitamin A. I think having some preformed vitamin A in your supplement is a good thing. But usually you will see sometimes they'll have a mixture of vitamin A and beta-carotene. Usually it'll be maybe 2,000 units, 2,500 units. You can take up to 7,500 units of actual vitamin A and not have to have any concern about toxicity. But again, like I said, these days you'll have a hard time finding a nutritional supplement that has more than a couple thousand units of vitamin A in its preformed form.
Okay, and with that, we're going to pause for a short break. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
Our special guest, Jack Challum, will all be back after these messages.
Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So, well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount price, of course.
This year, we've been celebrating Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary. Not too many companies manage to stay in business that long. What's the secret to a successful 100 years? Well, in our case, we think it has something to do with creating a pleasant shopping experience, carrying a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and perhaps most important, providing nutritional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And doing all of this while offering some of the best discount prices that you'll find. And to celebrate, we're offering extra special anniversary deals with discounts up to 50% off. Be sure to take advantage of these great deals. Check our website, Wilner.com, for both the regular seasonal sales as well as the special anniversary sale discounts now in effect. And to receive our quarterly catalog and sale flyer mailings, make sure you're on the Wilner Chemist mailing list. It's easy. You can do it on our website, Wilner.com, or by phone at 1-800-633-1106, extension 7, or while you're in one of our stores.
And speaking of our stores, you're welcome to visit us. We have two stores in Manhattan and one in Atlanta. In Manhattan, we have a Midtown store. It's at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just one block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. We'll get back to the phones in just a moment.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Bird. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production to renew your body from the inside out. Slow down your aging process. Stop living with pain and suffering. Take anti-aging 3 collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking anti-aging 3 collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the Nutritional Supplement Professionals. There are 2 Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
Stevie Window!
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg, our special guest Jack Chalom. And I should mention that Jack Chalom is here courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin and Herb Company. Solgar has been sponsoring Jack over the last couple of years, and we've been on many, many times, and we always enjoy his visits, always have interesting things to talk about. And once again, thanks to Solgar Vitamin and Herb Company. And one other thing, you know, we're talking about holiday times and eating too much. Well, one of the stresses we have is, what are you going to buy somebody for Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you want to buy them at this time of year? Well, you know, Wilner Chemist has gift certificates. So you can give one of your loved ones a gift of health, a gift certificate from Wilner Chemists. You can get them in any denomination you like, probably from $5 up to, I think the largest one we had was $50,000, but we don't do many of those.
Yeah, not many. And by the way, you know, another idea, Arnie, for gifts, you know, we carry a very wide selection of books, including, by the way, a number of books by our guest, Jack Chalom. We mentioned his newest one is No More Fatigue, or did I get the, yeah, something like that. Anyway, Jack has a number of excellent books, but we have all kinds of books. Books make a great gift, and we discount all the books by 20%. So you're not going to do too much better than that. That's another great idea for gifts.
Hear, hear. Okay, getting back to the phones. Let's talk to Rosemary from Queens. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Rosemary.
Hello.
Hi.
Hiya. I'm wondering if you can help me out, please. I had an attack of rheumatoid arthritis, and the doctor put me on Meloxicam, M-E-L-O-X-I-C-A-M, and it's not helping. Hello?
Yeah, we were listening.
Okay, and it's not helping me. Now, I volunteer at a hospital, and one of the ladies there told me that she's taken Wobenzyme.
Uh-huh.
And she said it helps her a lot with the inflammation of her hands.
Okay.
And I was wondering, I'm taking so many supplements that I'm wondering if maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. I take like a B12, vitamin D, cranberry, green tea, biocurcumin, alpha lipoic acid, boswellia, fish oil, CQ10.
Yeah, you got a nice, yeah, you have a nice array of stuff there, and some things that are indeed specific for inflammation. I didn't hear you mention a good multivitamin.
Oh, I do take a multivitamin.
Okay, so your question is, you want to know about Wobenzyme?
Yes, if it would interfere okay. with anything that I'm taking, or if it would help me, or
no. Wobenzyme or Wobenzyme is a an anti-inflammatory. Actually, it's a group of digestive enzymes, but they are enteric-coated, which means they're really not meant to digest your food. They're meant to be taken. Wobenzyme is usually taken between meals, and there are other products in that category by other companies. But Wobenzyme is one of the original ones, and it's meant to be. The effect is it's meant to dissolve or digest away some of the things that shouldn't be in your blood or in your joints. And in that way, to help break down some of the inflammation-causing substances in your joints. And very frequently, that can help to relieve some of the pain.
Well, can I ask you another question? Like, I never had this before, and I went for a CAT scan with the contrast, and 2 days later, my hands blew up and so bad that I couldn't even close them. And I went to a rheumatologist, and he said, it looks like you got an attack of rheumatoid arthritis. And they did blood work and everything and put me on prednisone, and I was on that. And I wanted to get off of that, so then he gave me this other medicine, but it's not doing a damn thing, I hate to say it.
Well, you know, Rosemary, you said something very important. Did you have this problem before you had the contrast and the CAT scan?
No, nothing.
Okay. A lot of people have negative reactions to the contrast agent, this type of chemical. And it may just take some time to flush it out of your system. One of the things that is in the medical literature is that an antioxidant, N-acetylcysteine, seems to reduce reactions to this type of chemical contrast agent. So you might try taking some N-acetylcysteine, maybe for a few weeks. If the arthritic symptoms persist, I would probably look at fish oils and gamma-linolenic acid. Solgar's got a great product called Super GLA 300 milligrams.
S-U-P-E-R-G-L-A?
Yeah, Super GLA 300 milligrams.
Uh-huh.
And it's an anti-inflammatory plant oil that has been shown to have some real benefits in rheumatoid arthritis. But I think your doctor missed the ball here, because if this was a reaction to the contrast agent, that's the problem, not necessarily any inherent problems with rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can get that Super GLA 300 milligrams plant oil, you said.
Yeah,
and I would combine it with the fish oils. But you may find that the symptoms just ease up, and if you ever have to go through a CAT scan again, tell them you've had a bad reaction to the contrast agent.
Okay, Rosemary, we need to stop here. We need to take a break so we can learn about all the traffic problems in New York City. Stay tuned for that information.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How how do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a board-certified heart surgeon for over 40 years, maybe even more, now practicing integrative medicine for more than a decade. I have an important message about healthcare today, and that is the high cost of repair. Not everything's covered, and conventional medicine doesn't do it all. In today's environment, prevention is key. Vitamins and nutrients play a very big role, but for most people, it's still one big and expensive mix-and-match puzzle. All of these different jars and capsules to deal with. Well, now the puzzle is solved. Propax with NT Factor is the daily all-inclusive regimen that solves the puzzle and beats the cost. 5 tablets twice a day in the easy-to-carry packet, and you're protected against the effects of aging, stress, and most of all, fatigue. Proven in 7 clinical trials, Propax with NT Factor puts you ahead of your game. Solve the vitamin puzzle and beat the cost. Visit Wilner's today and ask for Propax with NT Factor. It's recommended by me, Dr. Fred Vanini, Dr. V.
Let's go to Tom Rogers for the traffic.
And good afternoon. This report sponsored by Bell Audi. The 2012 Audi models are in stock at Bell Audi. Route 1 Edison. Lease the A4 Premium for $299 per month. And Bell Audi will even make your first month's payment. Visit BellAudi.com. Getting better on the Verrazano Bridge on the Brooklyn-bound Upper Deck. An accident is cleared. We have 15 minutes inbound at the Lincoln Tunnel. 20 minutes inbound at the Holland from both approaches. 10 minutes outbound. No delay crossing the George Washington Bridge. Still a troublesome ride on the Cross Island due to a debris spill that's southbound between Northern Boulevard and the Long Island Expressway, and on the Clearview, a crashed northbound clearing at the LIE, and on the transition from the LIE westbound to the Cross Island, a closure due to a multi-vehicle accident. Traveling into New Jersey, no reports of trouble on the Turnpike. The Garden State Parkway looking good along with 78 and 287. Slow traffic on the Rockland-bound Tappan Zee, East Fishkill to Conic State Parkway, northbound a crash between Route 82 and 55. Tom Rogers, WOR Traffic.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did. We might not like to admit it, but when it comes to weight loss, calories do count. Eliminating sugar and other calorie-rich sweeteners is an obvious way to cut back, but so-called artificial sweeteners have obvious drawbacks. We've been looking for a natural, good-tasting, non-caloric sweetener for a long time, and it's finally here, stevia. Derived from the leaves of a natural plant from South America, this low-calorie sugar substitute has become extremely popular with those on carbohydrate-controlled diets and weight loss programs. Wilner Chemist is now offering a state-of-the-art line of stevia products in liquid dropper bottles, including new flavored versions, vanilla, cinnamon, chocolate, lemon, orange, and peppermint. They taste great, gluten-free, and organic. 1 or 2 drops is all you need. Stevia regular and the new flavored versions are now available from Wilner Chemist. Buy 1 2-ounce bottle at our regular discount price and get a second 2-ounce bottle, you pick the flavor, at half price. What a deal. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gotomer, along with Don Goldberg and our special guest, Jack Challen. And before we get back to the phones, I want to remind you that as part of Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, we have selected products from 12 companies on sale at half price. In addition, we have over 20 product lines on sale at discounts of 25, 30, 35, even 40% off list price. Check Wilner.com or stop by the stores for the full list. Okay, we were talking to Rosemary. You still there?
Now what happened is I went to a doctor. He sent me to a neurologist, and the neurologist did a test, and he said, would they put all the needles in your hand, an EMG or whatever? And he said, it's carpal tunnel. It's not rheumatoid arthritis.
All right, so you can have a game at a battling doctor.
Yes, and now I don't know. Two doctors tell me I have rheumatoid arthritis. They took tests, and a neurologist said it's carpal tunnel, and
okay.
The hand doctor said I should have surgery. So I'm up a tree without a...
Okay, first of all, you know, the way you find out if somebody might have rheumatoid arthritis is by doing a blood test. Now, just because you have, you know, it comes up that you have, let's say, a form of rheumatoid arthritis, doesn't mean that it's manifested. You know, you may have the propensity for this. You know, it may be something that might be floating around, and you have the possibility to get rheumatoid arthritis, but it may not be showing up in your joints, which is wonderful. Now, if he did the nerve conduction
studies.
Yeah, that's
studies, what he did, the nerve conduction test.
Okay, then you probably indeed do have carpal tunnel.
Now, do you have symptoms? Okay, you know, let me mention one of my pet cures for carpal tunnel syndrome. Nobody likes it because it works really well and it doesn't cost very much. Vitamin B6. Before you do anything else for your carpal tunnel, I strongly suggest that you experiment for maybe 3-4 weeks, taking up to 500 milligrams per day of vitamin B6, and see if that relieves the symptoms of your carpal tunnel syndrome.
He gave me vitamin B6, 100 milligrams a day.
The doctor gave you that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the hand doctor.
Good for him.
He told me to try.
I would take at least twice or three times that much, okay?
Okay, good.
You're going to hear someone's going to say, oh, high levels of B6 cause neuropathies. Well, that's baloney. They were talking about 5-6 grams, and it was one letter that some doctor wrote to a journal. And, you know, for a short period of time to really see how well this works, I suggest minimum 200. Milligrams a day. I would prefer more for a short time. Okay.
Okay, because I've been taking this since October now.
Okay, and I like the hand doctor. I think this guy's on the ball.
He told me to try this, but he told me 100 milligrams a day.
Well, you need a little more if you want to do it therapeutically.
Okay.
And now your index finger and your middle finger, those bother you?
Yes, they do. Well, my whole hand gets very red, as though it's inflamed, and it tingles both hands. It's not just one. Both hands. And at night, I have to put, like, a glove on, and then I put a brace on.
And I put this
ointment, Voltran or something, he gave me to put on, and that helps alleviate the pain.
Okay. Rosemary, we don't know, you know, we can't really diagnose what you have. You may have, like Arnie said, you may have a little bit of rheumatoid arthritis. You may have carpal tunnel. We don't know. You know, all we can do is just kind of give you some hints about things that might be appropriate from a nutritional standpoint. You'll have to keep on testing and see how some of these things work out. Okay.
Now my concern was I'm taking all these vitamins. Are they hurting me?
Yeah.
All these supplements, rather. I thought they may be hurting me. That's what
Why
it
would
is.
They hurt you? They're,
I don't know. I thought maybe they're going against my condition.
No.
Okay, that's fine. I tell you, you're wonderful. I don't know how to say thank you, and I'll have to call up the
By the way, you know, if you are concerned, if you know, we're happy at Wilner Chemist, either one of our stores. We're happy
to have you.
Listen, we're happy to have you come by. Put all your stuff in a bag. okay, and come by the store. One of our pharmacists will take the time to sit down with you or stand in the corner, whatever, if you're bad, and we'll go over everything you're taking and make sure that you're not duplicating things, that you're not taking too much of anything. That's one of the services that we offer. So,
okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Rosemary.
Thank you.
You know, Jack, we have to give you some time. You wanted to mention a couple of other things that might be important for energy.
Yeah, we were talking initially about fatigue and energy. And one of the things I like talking about, instead of basically having more caffeine and mm-hmm. other types of stimulants, is really to go back to our cell biochemistry and what makes energy in the 70 trillion cells in our bodies. And there are a number of linked biochemical processes. I'll just mention the names real fast. Glycolysis, fatty acid metabolism, Krebs cycle, oxidative phosphorylation. They all depend on various nutrients to help burn food for energy. And one of the problems people run into is when they're tired, they tend to eat more, thinking, oh, maybe I just need some more food for energy. But they may not be getting enough of these nutrients. And we talked a little bit during the last hour on alpha-lipoic acid, which is very important in glycolysis and the Krebs cycle. In the Krebs cycle, the B complex are extraordinarily important, and I tend to refer to vitamins B2 and B3 as forming the hub of this sort of circular wheel-like cycle of chemical reactions. But all the B vitamins play roles here. Carnitine is needed to metabolize fats, basically to bring fats from the outer part of the cell into the mitochondria, where it's burned for energy.
Mm-hmm.
And to make our own carnitine, we need vitamin C. So really, here's an argument in favor of not just carnitine supplements, but also vitamin C, just to help promote the process. And the last part of this cycle, which is known to biochemists as oxidative phosphorylation. Don't even try to remember that, folks. Coenzyme Q10 and the ubiquinol form are especially critical. One of the things I like about Solgar's products is they've got so many different dosages of CoQ10 products. I think from 30 milligrams all the way up to 600. And they also have ubiquinol products. And ubiquinol has about twice the absorption of regular coenzyme Q10. It's just another form of CoQ10. And I've been taking 200 milligrams a day of the ubiquinol. I have switched to that from the regular CoQ10.
You know, there's one, you mentioned carnitine, Jack, and I was hoping that you were going to or that we'd have time, because I think carnitine is a nutrient, you know, a supplement that that doesn't get as much attention in the public's eye as it should. You know, carnitine sort of does two things at the same time. It clears triglycerides from the bloodstream, and while doing that, it sort of pushes them into the mitochondria, which is like the furnace of the cell, where it kind of burns the fuel to generate the energy. So carnitine does two good things at the same time. It can clear triglycerides and it can generate energy. And Solgar, as you mentioned with CoQ10, the same thing can be said for carnitine. They have a number of different strengths, but they have one product that I really like, and this is why I wanted to take a moment. They have a product called Carnitine Complex. Now, there's different forms of carnitine. There's plain carnitine, there's the fumarate, there's the acetyl L-carnitine, there's the glycine propionyl L-carnitine. There's all these different forms of carnitine, and each one is claimed to do a little bit different thing. One of them works here, one of them works there, heart muscle, the brain, this and that. The carnitine complex, what Solgar does is they take and they combine four different forms of carnitine all together into one product. And I like that approach because it covers all the bases. It gives you a nice blend of all the different forms of carnitine. So you can't go wrong with a carnitine product like this, carnitine complex from Solgar, okay?
That's they also have, Don, for those of you who like to take a real high dose of carnitine, they also have that carnitine liquid. Each tablespoon is 1,500 milligrams of carnitine, and that's an excellent supplement for those of you who are into higher doses of carnitine, which you may use if you're, you know, going to be doing some athletic work or working out in the gym. Like I do. So I like that one.
Yeah, I'll add one other thing because I'm sure there's some people out there listening in who are taking an anti-seizure medicine like valproic acid. And this class of medications inhibits the body's production of carnitine. And so one of the consequences, big surprise, is feeling fatigued, tired all the time. And taking supplemental carnitine will basically compensate for that without reducing the effectiveness of the drug.
Excellent. Excellent point, Jack. Thank you so much. Okay. You know what? We're going to take a little break now. When we come back, we're going to get back to the phone calls. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR in the great city of New York. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
Our special guest, Jack Chalom, will be back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Dr. Natalie Engelbart, founder and clinical director of Your Top Life. It's estimated that 75 to 80% of women suffer urinary tract and yeast infections at some point in their lives. What these health problems have in common is that they are often caused by an overgrowth of harmful pathogens. One of the best ways to rebalance your internal flora for optimal female health is by taking a high-quality probiotic supplement like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics Daily. Dr. O'Hara's is my probiotic of choice and the only probiotic that I recommend to my patients because it's backed by over 20 years of scientific research, contains live and viable bacteria, and includes a proprietary strain proven 6 times stronger than other probiotics. I consider Dr. O'Hara's the most remarkable probiotic on the market today for regaining bacterial balance and optimum health.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
As you know, this is Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary. We're celebrating this event with sale, contests, and giveaways. Among the items on sale, we have 6 of our Phytotech herbal supplements featured at one-half price. Here are the products: Echinacea Golden Sealed 90 Veggie Caps, Echina Acute Complex Liquids and Liquid Veggie Caps, Immune Complex Liquids, Relax AM and PM Liquids, and Ginkgo Biloba Leaf Liquids and Veggie Caps. All are on sale at one-half price. For more information, go to our website, wilner.com, or call 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professional since 1911.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins.
What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. And I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter gives you the whole truth. And as part of Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, two New Chapter products, Immunity Take Care Lozenges and Holy Basil Force Soft Gels, are on sale at one-half price. Okay, as I promised, let's get to the phones and talk to Luke from Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Could you tell me, do you have any nutritional recommendations for a young lady who has chronic cystic mastitis and HPV 59?
Human papillomavirus. I'm not sure about the 59.
It's a high-risk the virus.
I mean there are certain nutrients which have been shown to be helpful with various types of viruses. I'm not sure about the HPV 59. They have, you know, L-lysine is an amino acid which people have taken to help outbreaks of the you know, the cold sore type virus. Okay. People have taken olive leaf extract and colloidal silver perhaps to help with some other types of viruses, but I don't know if there would be any help with the HPV.
Okay. And the chronic cystic mastitis?
I'm not sure about that one either, but I think we just lost our caller. Maybe he will call back. Okay, let's see. Anne from Jackson, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call. I wanted to find out, how do you know if you're absorbing vitamins and which ones are better to absorb, liquid, capsule, or tablets?
Okay, let's do the second part first. A properly made tablet will absorb just as well as a capsule or a liquid. Okay, so it's not so much the form of the vitamin that you're taking. Okay, now how do you know that you're absorbing your vitamins? What do you think, guys? How can we? What could we say to Ann about that?
Well, I once had a doctor tell me, I was interviewing him for a story, and he said, well, if your vitamins go peeing in the toilet in the morning, you're not absorbing them. You know, it's not just a form factor in terms of tablet, capsule, or liquid. It's your digestive tract. And so I would really pay attention to what your digestive system is doing. And some people, I think, could really benefit from probiotics and digestive enzymes.
Did you want to say something, Don?
I think you touched on a good part of the answer, Arnie, but you didn't give it the final zip word there. It's not so much the form that you're taking as it is the quality of the product. You know, Arnie mentioned a properly made tablet, for example, will be absorbed just as well as a capsule and a liquid if it's if it's made well. So if you're concerned about that, make sure that you're only buying quality brands, brands such as the Solgar brand that we mentioned, the other brands that we're advertising on here, because that's really the important thing. And don't let yourself get misled by marketing people who start trying to imply that one form is better than another one. Something's faster. Take a liquid because it's faster. I was watching a doctor on TV, a famous doctor, who was suggesting a particular type of fish oil. Why? Because it's absorbed faster. Well, who cares how fast the fish oil is absorbed? Do you really need to get your first dose of EPA DHA into your bloodstream 10 minutes faster? And after the first dose, it's not going to matter anyway. So, you know, you can let yourself get misled by marketing things. The better question is, why would you think that they're not being absorbed? Like Jack said, if you see them coming out in the toilet, then you can be a concern, but it's more of a, are you taking quality products and is your digestive system working? An easy test is to take a good high potency multivitamin, maybe take a couple extra, and see if your urine turns nice and yellow. If you're getting an excess of riboflavin, you want to see that yellow color. That tells you that you're absorbing the amount that your body can handle and spilling an excess into the toilet, which to me is my goal. I want to make sure that I'm taking a little bit more than my body can use. So that's just one like quick and dirty test. Keep on increasing the amount of B vitamins until you start to see that riboflavin in the toilet.
Okay, Ann.
Okay, thank you very much. Can I ask quickly another question?
Yeah, sure.
Can you take too much coenzyme Q10?
Probably they've given dosages of ubiquinol, for example, the reduced form of CoQ10. You know, people have taken, you know, up to 600 milligrams of that every day, perhaps a little more, and they've given, I think, at least 1,200 milligrams of CoQ10, maybe even more. So at those dosages, you know, you can't. Unless, well, how much are you taking?
Well, I take 300 in the morning before exercise and 300 after exercise.
So you take 600 of regular CoQ10?
Right. No, the
400.
One, the ubiquinol, whatever it is.
You take the ubiquinol.
Right.
Well, that's an aggressive dosage. I don't know that you have to take that much.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can. It's okay. You know, I don't know that you really need to take that much.
How much?
Somebody told you to take that much.
How much should I take?
Well, who told you to take 3 and 3?
Well, that was before when I was practicing for the marathon, but now I'm only walking 2 miles a day, so I don't know if I need to take that much.
Yeah, cut it back if you're not, if you're not marathoning. You can take, you know, if you cut back to, you know, all things being equal, 200 milligrams a day should be plenty.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Good luck with your running.
Thanks a lot. Thank you so much.
Okay. Let's talk to Ann from Fords, New Jersey.
Yes, I'm taking Carlson fish oil.
Okay.
1 teaspoon a day.
Okay.
And plus flaxseed oil. Can I add cod liver oil to that?
You could, but why do you want to?
I just thought that going back in time, cod liver oil was always very good, but
it
no.
It is good, but if you want to do that, then instead of using the regular fish oil, use the cod liver oil, a teaspoon of that instead of the fish oil.
Really?
Yeah, they'll give you roughly the same amount of EPA and DHA.
But you can't use it at the same time, like taking.
Yeah, you could, but then you're just getting. If you want to take two, it's like taking two teaspoons of fish oil.
Wait. I'm not sure I agree with you on this, Arnie.
She might
be getting some vitamin D and some vitamin A in the cod liver oil that she's not getting in the fish oil.
Well, that's why I told her to take the cod liver oil instead.
But then she can't take. Maybe she can't take enough to get as much EPA DHA as she wants without worrying about getting too much vitamin A and D. So I can see how it would make sense at times.
She could, yeah,
to get,
you could do that.
To
you
use
could.
Both. Yeah, you know, just make, you know, all you've got to do, Ann, is in looking at the cod liver oil, look at the label, make sure, you know, see how much actual vitamin A is in the cod liver oil. And that may be the limiting factor as to how much cod liver oil you want to take. Then, if you want to take additional omega-3 oil, you would take as much additional as you want to using either the fish oil or flaxseed oil or whatever. Okay? That's my opinion. You just have to be, you know, you can't, you may not be able to get your full EPA DHA from the cod liver oil because you might have to be concerned about the A and the D content.
Okay, Ann. That's one way to look at it. All right. And right now, you're going to hear some information about Wilner's Antiox Phytocomplex.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phytocomplex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phytocomplex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phytocomplex. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Immunity Take Care Lozenges and Holy Basil Forest Soft Gels, both now on sale at one-half price at Wilner Chemists. New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. I'd like to thank Noah and Ira in the control room, and stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini. Now, Jack Chalom, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And we look forward to your future visits as well. The Wilner Window will return next Sunday, 2 o'clock. Be there.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.
This has been a podcast from WOR.